Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke and Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
Hey, 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 fellow Slothians, Slothians, or Sloths, or Slothettes, whatever you want to call yourself, it's cool. As long as you're here, enjoying the show with me. And maybe Zigzag. Zigzag might be late, or might not show, but that's cool, because that's how we roll here at Hyper Sloth. Take it day by day, moment by moment. Do what you gotta do to make life entertaining, amusing, but mostly convenient. You know, we're all about trying to find some kind of meaning in life, but good Lord, if it takes a lot of work, no thank you. No, I'd much rather just chill the fuck out. So, no pressure. If you're listening, you'd like to call in, please do. I don't know what the number is yet. I've had, which is pretty par for the course, a shit ton of technical difficulties just trying to get into the show, which is why I'm a few minutes late. The desktop fucked up. The laptop fucked up. The internet fucked up. Skype fucked up. But that's to be expected. We should call it the Hypersoft Fucked Up Hour, because everything that can go wrong does go wrong. But again, no sweat shall be shed or emitted or excreted by my body, because now at least my voice can be heard. At least I hope. I can't hear my voice, but hopefully you can hear my voice. And maybe Zigzag will be able to jump on later. I'm going to get in the studio, the virtual studio, that is the Blog Talk Radio interface, although I think interface is a little bit too technical of a word for Blog Talk Radio, because their offering is pretty shoddy and claptrap right now. But they're getting better. Every day they're getting better. So I get a log in there so I can play some music. As long as I'm alone, I'll probably just play some tunage. And I don't really have a rant per se, other than what I kind of just bitched and moaned about, but that's not even bitching and moaning, really. Forgive me if I'm not too entertaining or even mildly interesting today, because I got zero sleep at all. If you also got zero sleep, give me a call, 646-478-0616. That's the guest line, and I'll punch you right on in. But we're having all the interior doors on our house replaced, and I bought them at Lowe's, good old Lowe's, where they have everything you need. They've got you covered for all 20 trips you take to Lowe's in one day just to install a sink. Whatever you need, everything you get, they have everything wrong you can get that you will get. And then everything right that you will finally eventually get. And thank God they're cool about returning stuff. But anywho, I bought three new doors for the bedroom, the bathroom, and the other bedroom. The narrowest doors they have, which I think is like 24 inches by 80 high. And of course, I started to install them, and of course they didn't fit. Now, it's a relatively easy fix for somebody with skills. So for me, I knew it was going to be a nightmare. Even though I started on it, I really launched into it and tried to get it done. And the deal was, well, here's the deal. Hang on one second. Okay, I'm back. I'm sorry. I thought I was going to sneeze. That's another thing. Maybe I'll rant about that. I don't know. There's some allergies or something going on. Anyway, so I started trying to install these doors, even though they didn't fit. And I knew, and initially the thought was pretty okay, that I'm going to have to move, like expand the doorway, the holes that currently exist, and move a stud so that it can enlarge the hole. That's what she said, or he said, by about 2 inches. It's also what he said. So that the whole door thing would fit in, because it's a door that is like, you know, it comes already hinged into a jam and bored out for doorknobs or whatever. And so I started that and realized pretty shortly, no, I want no part of this, because my temper just won't allow that. So I ended up calling a handyman. Very reliable dude. We've discussed him on the show before. If you're a handyman or would like to talk about handyman, give me a call. 646-478-0616. Anyway, he came over. Got two successfully installed, aside from trimming them out so they look nice. But, you know, physically they're there, they're in, they got knobs and they work. The one in our bedroom, he didn't get to. He got far enough to rip the door that was there out, which was obviously a piece of shit and beat up and didn't work great, which is why, you know, otherwise why replace it? And he said, "Will you be cool without a door there?" And I figured, well, yeah. I mean, so what, as long as the door to the kids' room closes and everything else closes, who cares if the door to our room doesn't close? It's not like we keep it locked. Little did I know that, or that I realized at the time, that it would be totally fucking freezing in that room with no door. And I had a space heater. Long story short, we live in a house where there's not central heating. We have basically a pellet stove that burns wood and sends heat all over the place. But it doesn't necessarily reach as far back as our bedroom. Not all the time, especially in the dead of night, whenever it might run out of fuel and we're unconscious, which is what happened last night. And so with having no door and just a, you know, free access to the draft and the air and the cold air, and then the pellet stove dying out, it was cold as fuck in our bedroom. I got no sleep, because I can't sleep when it's cold. When my body's chilly, I can't chill. Ooh, that's kind of cool. My body's chilly, I can't chill. Anyway, I'm exhausted. Man, it took a long time to explain that shit. Anyway, if you're exhausted, give me a call. 646-478-0616. I think I'm going to go ahead and spin a song here for you. This one's called Farmer Song. And you're guaranteed to like it. If you don't like it, we'll give you a full refund. That's free. So basically, we'll give you jack shit. But I'll apologize if you don't like it, but you will. So, I mean, that's more like a legal disclaimer that I have to say to make our record label happy. Anyway, here we go. This is called Farmer Song for you, peeps. You're going to love it. Farmer Song, right now.
for no, because a farming is my dream. Yeah, I am a farmer, and that's what I do best. Farming is my pride and joy, my hope and my breath. Yeah, I am a farmer, that's what I do best. Farming is my pride and joy, my hope and my breath. I said, I am a farmer, yeah, that's what I do best. Farming is my pride and joy, my hope and my breath. Yeah, I am a farmer, that's what I do best. Farming is my pride and joy, my hope and my
You get the idea. It's awesome. It's pretty goddamn awesome. If you want to pick that song up, not for free, but pay for it for like 70 cents or 99 cents or whatever. I don't remember what we priced it at. Either way, it's way underpriced. I mean, I think you would agree that song easily alone by itself is worth at least three easy payments of $23.49. Those would be easy payments and well, fucking money well spent for sure. Come on, really. But you can, I guess, if you want, for your cheapskate and you're into convenience and all that shit, you can download it for like 99 cents max at iTunes or Google Play or Amazon MP3. Keyword Hypersloth, you'll find that tune. You'll find all of our other tunes. You won't find our new tune called Fried Eggs and Ham, which is it's sort of a genre buster. You know, is it rap? Is it rock? Who knows? But it appeases both audiences equally well, which is to say it's orgasmic no matter what you're into. And here's that song. It's called Fried Eggs and Ham, bitch.
I take a menu, please.
Fried eggs and ham, bitch, I like it. Slap it on a plate with my teeth, I bite it. Suck it in my gut, metabolize it. Do it like the Donner Party, cannibalize it. Your fried eggs and ham, bitch, full of protein. Trying to take my plate, ha, you see me get me. Snap your neck and leave you in a ditch. Now I'm going back for seconds cause I need my fix of fried eggs and ham coming from the farmland where they got the fat beans and the chickens on hand. Take a chicken egg, hold it up to the light. If you see a little chicken side, you know it ain't right. For omelet or a quiche, you be chomping chicken bones, chicken feathers and a beak. Your fried eggs and ham, bitch, better than the weed. Might not get you high, but your belly it will feed. If you're hungry, you need a hearty meal. Yo, fried eggs and ham, bitch, is the real deal. Saliva flowing, my stomach knowing, I'm sick of these throwing some. Fried eggs and ham, bitch, it does a body good. I be tracking it down everywhere like a member, but I do it for a space style. I'm a breakfast food of pile, stacking up the plates like I'm Julia Child. I eat it on the East Coast, eat it on the West Coast. I have it down south with a biscuit on toast. Fried eggs and ham, bitch.
Thank you.
that's about as good as music gets. I mean, really. You can't tell me. You can't tell me you've ever heard a song that fucking innovative, that crosses so many different cultural lines, that pushes the envelope, that breaks long withstood taboos about religion and faith and economic disbursement of funds and goods among the various tribes of Abraham. I don't fucking know, but it's a great badass song, and you should buy it. I'd love to give it to you for free, but I can't because I'm not a whore. No, wait a minute, that's backwards. I am a whore, so I'm going to sell it to you. 99 cents. Fried eggs and ham, bitch, can be yours for 99 cents. Where else? You can't even get that deal at a fucking Waffle House. Go into Waffle House and be like, I'd like some fried eggs and ham. I've got 99 cents. They're going to kick you out the fucking door and tell you to go to McDonald's, where you still can't get fried eggs and ham for 99 cents, especially after 10:30. So go to iTunes, go to Google Play, go to Amazon, search keyword Hypersloth, or even search keyword fried eggs and ham. And, oh, shit, I'm wasting my fucking time because I haven't uploaded it there yet. But I'll tell you what, mark your calendars for January 1st, 2015. That song will be available. Set aside 99 cents. If you get a scratch-off ticket in your stocking and you win a dollar, well, you got a penny to play with. But you're going to use the rest of that to fucking buy motherfucking fried eggs and ham, bitch. I'm not talking to you when I say bitch. That's part of the title, fried eggs and ham, bitch. I think I'm going to play one more song and cut the show short. Just got where the zigzag can't make it. Familial responsibilities have taken precedence, which I totally understand. I always put my family first unless they're really fucking pissing me off, and then I put them dead last, which is most of the time, which is why I have time to write songs like Fried Eggs and Ham. But I'm going to go ahead and play this other song called Beer's Food, which you're going to love. Almost as much as you love beer, maybe even more. If you love this song more than you love beer, then you got a real fucking problem. You should love this song at least as much as you love beer, not necessarily more than you love beer. Because drink some beer, people. That's all I'm saying.
Walk into the kitchen after a hard day's work. A tray of fingers itching, open them all to murk. Spend all day sweet sandies at the local sub shop. Yeah, the only thing that gets me through is a whole bunch of gourmet high.
there you have it. Beer is food. And ain't it true? Tell you what, do yourself a favor. Do me a favor. Actually, I'm doing you a favor. Go buy that song for 99 cents at iTunes, Google Play. That's hard to say. Google Play. And Amazon for 99 cents. Come on, seriously. It's 99 fucking cents. If you don't have that, look, even homeless people have 99 cents. And they spend it on beer. May as well buy a good song about beer. Anywho, I'm going to kick rocks and get the fuck out of here. We'll catch you on the flip side, by which I mean next Tuesday at 7 p.m. It's not very metaphysical. It's not like the other side. But whatever. We'll catch you then. And for fuck's sake, please call in. I mean, seriously, we sit here, we do the show for you people. We know you're listening. We've got like a billion fucking listeners. It's obvious. How could we not? With tunes like that and wit like this. So just pick up the phone. Don't be shy. Seriously, we're not going to make fun of you. Well, we might. We might make fun of you. This is true. But, you know, grab your 15 seconds of fame, man. I mean, when the obituary comes out about your death 40 years from now, don't you want it to say, so-and-so who once appeared for 15 seconds or more on the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour show? Yes, you do. Otherwise, your life has been a fucking waste. So, look, next week, make it, put it on your bucket list. Call in to the Hypersoft Happy Hour, 646-478-0616. And if you just can't wait, if you're just too giddy, too excited, that you can't wait that long, well, by God, go to hypersoft.me and drop us a line. Just click the contact button. You can email. Email us your phone number. And if you're a hot babe, maybe a picture of your boobs. That would be cool. But at any rate, we'll catch you on Tuesday. Bitches!
Thanks for listening to Hypersoft Happy Hour with Zigzag and Rufus.